DCAST.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one, I'm sorry, final half hour. The podcasts are back up on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. That's why we put the markers in there, this being Election Day, Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Our number one, segment two. And you just heard the commercial for Northern Michigan RV. I want to make it clear, clarify something. We are selling our travel trailer. Vicki and I are. We're investing in the radio station. And we're simply storing it at Northern Michigan RV. We had it winterized over there. We're storing it there in Gaylord, making it easy access for people off of I-75. They want to meet me over there. I'll show them our trailer. But I want to make sure everybody understands Tony does not have a license to sell trailers on consignment. That's not what's happening. We're selling the trailer. There's our for sale sign on it with our phone number. So if you're interested, give me a call, send me a text. Text me trailer. I'll send you the video link to it. You can see the trailer there on the video. And then we can meet over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. I can show it to you. Last regular session voting day, a week from today, or they're saying technically, it will be Tuesday the 14th. But here's the process and how it went down. The legislature is planning to adjourn this Thursday. This Thursday, by passing a sign-die resolution. According to communication that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's team shared with the press agencies, which would make the lawmakers' last day a week from today, Tuesday, November the 14th. Does that make sense? They have to pass the resolution to adjourn this Thursday, which would cause their last day technically of the session to be Tuesday, November 14th. Why that is important? Because the 90-day clock starts ticking toward implementing all of the bills that were signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer that did not get immediate effect by six Republican state senators not voting for immediate effect. Triggers the constitutional requirement that the laws go into effect 90 days after they end this legislative session. This early adjournment will allow the presidential primary to be moved up to February 27th. That is going to be our presidential primary date next year. House leadership is not even taking attendance today, Tuesday, November 7th, because of the municipal election. But when the House comes back on Wednesday, tomorrow, and Thursday, the main items on the agenda will be the financial disclosure bills that were sent over from the Senate. This is a requirement that they be passed before the end of the year, December 31st. Well, several House Democrats and even House Republicans want tougher reporting rules than what was sent to them from the Senate. But the clock is ticking. If the House doesn't pass something agreeable to the Senate by this Thursday, the governor could be asked to call them back in a special session in December and require the lawmakers to work on it. Well, for a number of reasons, the legislature would prefer to avoid that scenario. But without a financial disclosure law in the books by December 31st, Proposal 1 allows any Michigan resident to get the Supreme Court involved. The optics of that is bad, and appears that the Michigan Supreme Court could pass something that both the House and the Senate, the elected representatives, state senators, something that they would have no say in. Honestly, I think that's the way it should go anyway. I mean, if you stop and think about it, they're talking about passing a bill that would be signed by a governor, all of them being elected, with regards to financial disclosure statements obligating them to have to disclose their income and their assets outside of the money they make from Lansing. They're not going to want to do that. So let the Supreme Court justices do it. Here are a few other things still kind of sitting, waiting in the wings. The solar farms, solar panels, permits for them to be sited in different locations around the state. Well, over in the Senate, the House passed bills are front and center. The Democrats want to get legislation that would allow the Michigan Public Service Commission to approve large solar projects if and when they're denied a permit at the local municipality level. They want the MPSC to override them, overrule them. And this would give Governor Gretchen Whitmer another victory off her bucket list. This is one of the items that she had on her what's next agenda. And again, talking about this election today, election day, the governor's office and legislative leadership, Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, have not had any serious discussions about a special session that could take place after Thanksgiving, although the prospect hasn't been ruled out either. The discussion, the main points of this would still need to be worked out. But again, a driving factor is going to be if both State Representative Kevin Coleman, Democrat from Westland, and Democrat State Representative Lori Stone from Warren get elected as mayor today, they'll be resigning and giving a 54-54 split in the House. If both Democrats are elected mayors of their respective cities, the House partisan makeup would become 54-54, and any subject that the governor wanted the legislature to address would need Republican support to pass. that would limit the number of subjects the governor could realistically want to put on the table until a special election is held to replace those two Democrats. So now they're scrambling to figure out what they're going to do and whether or not they're going to call them back into special session. You know what? If I was the Republican minority leaders, Senator Eric Nesbitt, State Representative Matt Hall, I wouldn't agree to any of this stuff. Let the Supreme Court make the final decision on these financial disclosure reports. I think it's ludicrous that they would ask state reps and state senators to pass the bill requiring them to disclose financial information on themselves. And then the other component to this, folks, they're talking about it. What about their spouses? Do the spouses have to disclose as well? Well, they're married. What's yours is ours, and what's mine is yours. So guess what? I think the spouses should have to disclose. And the other component to this is very simple. This is very simple. When you look at the overall package per the Michigan Constitution, when it was amended per Proposal 1, there was no specific definitions or requirements that the people of the state of Michigan voted on. We voted to extend term limits. We voted to require them to do financial disclosures, but it didn't say exactly what. One thing you have to understand, people, they don't want to disclose anything. But they were forced to do it per the passage of Proposal 1. We'll get to some of your text comments. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, we'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our number one. Clayton says up in Pickford, there's nothing to vote for. Nothing to vote for in Pickford Township. So just for those of you in Pickford, there's nothing there. Others are voting across our listening area. Got a text message from Scott down in Jackson. Or Livingston, excuse me, Scott Jackson in Livingston. Do you think the governor's husband, Mark Mallory, would appreciate his assets being disclosed? The governor's husband? Probably not. But we should know their income and the homes that they own. Would be curious to see their net assets. Others want to know about state senators and state reps. Well, they don't want to disclose that information, folks. It's that simple. Period. And one of the things I think is pretty interesting is that they waited till the last week, knowing full well that this was a requirement of our state constitution. Proposal 1 amended it. It required these financial disclosure statements, reports. They knew full well about this going all the way back to last year, November 22's election. They've had a year's time to put something together. They wait until the last 2 days of the session, tomorrow and Thursday. And of course, the senators don't want all the information out there. They've passed a very watered down, weak proposal to the House. The House Democrats and even House Republicans want more disclosure than what the senators passed. Honestly, I don't think they're going to get this done. I think this is going to go to the Supreme Court. Whitmer may pull them back into special session over it, but they're not going to like it. They're getting ready for deer season, which opens a week from tomorrow. They do not want to be there until next year. And they actually may not be there until next spring when they have to hold the special election to replace the two resigning Democrats that become mayors today. So I'll be up late tonight watching those election results. It's going to be very, very interesting what happens there in Warren and Westland. Because one of the things I think that we are going to see is the true colors of the Democrat Party. State Representative Kevin Coleman wins Westland. Lori Stone wins Warren. They resign. Now they need special elections in the spring to replace them. Could this be the last two legislative days until May of next year? That would be interesting. Downstate Kim, the Michigan legislature needs to add the Joe Biden family transparency rule. His brother, his son, etc., all made money from his deals, which I imagine goes on in Michigan just like it does nationally. But, of course, that will be the day. Right. Exactly. We've got some national comments from Dave Agema. We'll get into that in the next hour. I got Ian Murphy coming on. We're going to be talking about Dr. Sherry O'Donnell coming to the Iron Pig on Friday and get an update on his lawsuits and different things that are happening around the state of Michigan. That will be in the next half hour. And also, one other thing that you need to look at, this Thursday, you need to seriously consider attending Belknap Township Hall there in Presque County, 7:30 p.m., special meeting of the Planning Commission to discuss DTE's request for a special use permit to put large solar farms on agricultural farms in Presque County. I plan on coming and making public comment at that meeting. Friday, I'll be doing the show from Alpena, Michigan, be meeting some folks over at the factory there at WellConnect. We have a couple of people coming to pick up their WellConnect units for their do-it-yourself installations. End-of-the-year sale is happening. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier